Cass Sunstein, who heads up the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs within the White House Office of Management and Budget, says more than a year after President Obama first promised a more open and transparent government, there are many dots to connect between officials like himself and those who maintain government records. He made that point at the National Archives Records Administration Conference meeting yesterday at the Reagan Center.
First, open government is associated with the goal, most vividly described by Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis, to see sunlight as the best of disinfectants, words that the president quoted in January 2009. Second, a very different point, transparency helps people find information that they can, the president's words, readily find and use. This is an idea about how information and properly managed records can help us be better and wiser consumers, obtaining material that can help us to make better decisions in our own lives. But it's also a point about how openness can help us to find information we can readily find and use as citizens, finding information that can help us behave in a more informed way as voters and participants in our democratic process, as parents, as leaders of communities, as members of multiple organizations of which Americans are a part.
Cass Sunstein outlining how the management of government records is actually the underpinning of many of President Obama's open government initiatives. Initiatives, he says, have no less a goal than reshaping government.
The first is transparency. Provide people with information so that they can look into what public institutions are doing. The second is participation. The notion is we should be soliciting expertise from outside Washington so that policies are made and judgments are developed with the benefit of the best available information. The third is collaboration. And here the idea is that government officials should be working closely with one another and with citizens, too, as part of the enterprise of solving national problems.
Sunstein notes that here in Washington, D.C., at least among the Inside the Beltway crowd, the latest watchword is dashboard. Sunstein told the archives audience that when it comes to his agency, OIRA, and the people's thirst for information on pending rules and regulations, well, there's a dashboard for that.
We've launched the OIRA dashboard at reginfo.gov. This is an easy-to-use website that allows every American, indeed people out of the country as well, to track the rules and regulations that have been submitted for review and to find a ton of information about those rules and regulations. People can find out what the EPA has submitted to us, what it's planning, and can participate in the process if they want. We've added openness to this important domain of policy, and we've invited participation in the process of improving our dashboard, a very recent development, and that process itself has produced improvements just in the last weeks.
Sunstein recounted for the archives and other agency records management officials other instances where new open government efforts have paid off. The SAVE Awards, for example, in which a nurse with the Department of Veterans Affairs came up with a simple suggestion regarding prescription drugs, which could save millions of dollars. Health IT websites with information on health care. Sunstein says the ribbon tying all this together, effective records management.
In multiple domains, and for the private and public sectors alike, transparency ensures that more data is available. Proper records management, in particular, ensures that people as consumers and as citizens can find information that they need and use. Some of these uses and some of these needs help us to make better product choices. Other uses and needs help us to understand our history, both recent and not so recent, and to build on successes and to avoid failures.
That's Cass Sunstein, administrator of the White House Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs. At the Reagan Center in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.